Dear Heavenly Father, good morning. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for a brand new day, a brand new opportunity to know you and make you known. There is no one like you in all creation. You are the creator of everything, and you give me your breath to live and to love and to make you known amongst all your people. First of all, I just pray that you would help me know you more, personally, relationally, in spirit and in truth. I love you so much. You've done so much for me already. You owe me nothing. And I thank you that you've made it so that I owe you nothing. God, you've given me everything. You took extreme measures to rescue me. Thank you, Father. Pray that you would redeem relationships today, heal people today. Help me see what you see, God. Give me your vision, spiritual glasses. Lord, give me words to encourage people today. Help me have your words, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Help me to be about your business today, God. I pray that you would keep me from being distracted, keep me from evil, keep me from temptation. Protect me, Father. Put a hedge of protection around me. Lord, I pray that you would put your kingdom large in front of me so that I may choose you and choose your way, being about your business today and not my own. Lord, I pray that you would bring people to my mind even now to pray for them. Lord, like scripture says, we use prayer right now from the very beginning of the day to tear down strongholds in Jesus' name. Lord, we cancel any evil. We thank you that you are more powerful. You speak a better word. You have the final say, God. I pray right now for anyone suffering in their mind. Lord, give them strength of mind, solidarity, love, power, joy, hope. Protect their mind. Strengthen their mind. With the helmet of salvation, give them your thoughts, Lord. I pray for anyone suffering in their bodies. Lord, I pray that you would just give them your healing touch in Jesus' name. Send your Holy Spirit to blow through the garden today, Lord. Bring refreshment, your heavenly dew, God, that brings refreshment on the ground to make lush and watered the garden of our lives, Lord. Break up the fallowed ground, Lord. I pray that you would breathe life on anything that is dead or dying in our lives. Bring life, bring joy, bring hope, bring restoration in our lives, in our minds, in our emotions, in our relationships, in our bodies, in our spirits, in our thoughts, in our reactions, in our actions, and how we treat people. Lord Jesus, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we look to you. We want to have big faith today because you are a big God. We have faith in your power. Help us to have your sight and to think about how capable you are. Father, I pray right now that you would keep us from being distracted by the inabilities of this world, but instead to be focused on your ability to do anything. or the capabilities of heaven right now at our fingertips and in our words, because you have given us your power and your spirit. All things are possible through Christ. Help us to be content in all circumstances. Help us to have heavenly vision and to call things forth, those things that aren't yet, as though they already are. Lord, you have given us the power of life and death in our tongues, so we speak life, Lord. Life into families, life into marriages, life into father-son relationships, mother-daughter relationships, mother-son relationships, father-daughter relationships. Lord, restoration that hasn't occurred in years, we pray that it would start today in Jesus' name. Bring restoration amongst relationships, restoration amongst marriages. Restore unity, God, amongst friendships in Jesus' name. Lord, where people have lost all hope, I pray that the sun would begin to rise, full of hope in their situation, in Jesus' name. The power of hope that does not disappoint. Lord, I pray that you would bring breakthrough in people's lives, in Jesus' name. Breakthrough is coming on the horizon. Lift your eyes to the hills, lift your eyes to the heavens, and start to see the breakthrough of the Lord, the sun rising and shining on your day, in Jesus' name. Lord, your word says that you are doing a new thing. Do it, God. Do your new thing. You've seen today from all time. You've always known today. You've always had a plan for today. I pray, have your way in today. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my family. Have your way in all of my relationships, in everything I do. Lord, help me to acknowledge you and to remember you and to look to you, God. Help me to focus on you. Help me to focus on your word and to keep your word always on the forefront of my mind. To think about the Spirit, to think about good things, noble, pure, honorable, excellent, praiseworthy things. Help me to have that strong, focused mind on your kingdom, God. Keep me positive in that way, Lord. Not getting bound by negative thoughts or things that bring us down, but instead being fixed and lifted, our eyes lifted to the Savior, the Healer, the Redeemer, the Author, the Finisher, the Perfecter, Jesus Christ, you alone, Lord. You are everything, and there is no one like you. We give you today, God. We ask that you would have your way in our lives. Speak to us, Lord. Speak clearly. Speak up, Father. Tune our hearts to the sound of your voice, that we may hear you more clearly. Lord, we pray that you would woo us and draw us even more. We draw near to you right now, and you've promised that you would draw near to us. We thank you so much for your incredible promises and your word. Help us to memorize them and focus on them and stand on them and live by them. Pray right now for the atmosphere around us to come into alignment with your word and your ways. You are the only spirit in our lives. We pray that every other spirit would have to flee in Jesus' name, and that you alone would lead our lives. Thank you, Father. So grateful for your authority in our lives, for your work and your action and your interaction in our lives, Lord. So grateful to know you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, you part the seas in people's lives. Lord, you crush the enemy in people's lives. Lord, you prepare a way for us. You prepare a table for us. When it seems like we're surrounded, it's you that surrounds and protects us. Even when it seems like everything is stacked against us, in the spiritual realm, you are greater. You are there. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. We're so grateful for that promise. Lord, I pray for heavenly health and heavenly healing in Jesus' name. Heavenly perspective, heavenly ability, heavenly thoughts, heavenly possibilities right here on earth. Lord, I pray for salvation all around us. Lord, I pray for baptisms. I pray for baptisms in the Holy Spirit. I pray for people to start to know your Spirit even more. I pray that you would help me know your Spirit even more, God. The height and width and depth of your love in Jesus' name. I pray that it would change me from the inside out today. Give me a revelation of who you are and what you're doing in Jesus' name. I love you so much, God. Have your way. Lead us today. Draw us ever closer, Lord. We pray all this in the powerful, loving, redemptive, mighty, holy name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.